Please welcome Biba Pickles.
I'm nervous to be up here because the last two times that I told stories at Slowlio were about two different exes involved in the story, and now this story is involving yet another ex. So I feel weird about that, and also because it's kind of a vulgar story. I think it's funny that it's the theme is right in the nick of time, because I like got my little paper in the nick of time. I was like off to the side going, can you fit this in with your set list? Anyway, my story is kind of vulgar. I was 18 and I was dating a 21-year-old, and I was a senior in high school. And I remember him and I were intimate, and the worst thing happened, which is an accident involving a trip to the center or Planned Parenthood. And I just realized, like, going to the bathroom afterwards, like, oh no, like, this is the worst accident ever. And the worst part was, it wasn't like a straight up broken condom. It was like, I don't know where it went, and like, I don't know what I'm doing, because like, I've like only had one other boyfriend. So I was like, I don't know. I just know that this is bad, and we have to, and I'm freaking out, and I'm just like, just in full like fugue state, like, what am I gonna do? I can't have a baby. And he's like, you're not gonna have a baby. We're going to go, and like, there's plan B, and it's fine. And I'm just like flipping out. And so he's like, it's all right. Like, tomorrow, I'm just gonna get up real early, and I'll pick you up, and then we'll like go over there, and it'll be fine. It's fine. And I was like, okay, I trust you. It'll be fine. And him and I tried to like find like, where did the condom go? And then I was like, no, like, I just want to go to bed and forget this. I never want to do this again. And I'm flipping out. And so the next morning, I get up really early. I feel terrible. And I didn't want my family to know. So I was like, just meet me at like Jack in the Box or something, like making it like way worse than it had to be. But I was just overreacting. I was like, meet me at Jack in the Box. And then, well, this is our meeting place. And then we're going to go and we're going to do this thing. Like, making it sound like it was like a drug deal. Like, it was like, yeah, just give me that pill and like, we'll just like walk away. So he takes me to the center, and there's just like all these questions and all this paperwork, and I'm freaking out. And so I'm like filling out this paperwork, and they say like, well, you have to prove that you're not already pregnant, so you have to pee in this cup. I have bladder anxiety. Like, I just, that was like the worst. I'm like, you're making it worse on me. Like, I don't like using public restrooms, let alone peeing in a cup. I don't know how to do that. What if I pee on my hands? And I'm like freaking out in the middle of this free clinic with all these other people that are there for probably the same reason, or get birth control, and they have their head down. They're like, can you stop shouting? And I'm like, no, I'm freaking out because I don't want a baby. And like, just overreacting. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll try. But I went to the bathroom this morning, so I'm going to have some time to drink a lot of water. So I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm like pounding it like I'm at like a frat party pounding beer. Like, I'm doing water beer bongs. I'm like going for it, and like, oh, I need to pee. And so I like drink as much as I can. I'm like filled with water, and I feel like just bloated, awful, filled with water, and still nothing. And so he's like, no, we can wait a while. I was like, okay. So we sit down to wait. And to make matters worse, my friend that I've known since second grade, her mom walks in. Her mom's known me since I was 7, and I'm there, and I'm just like, no, why? And so I'm there, and I have to talk to her, and she's like, why are you here? I'm like, being a supportive friend. He needed a friend. He's like, is this your boyfriend? No, it isn't. And I'm just, I don't want this. We're just friends. Like, nothing's going on. He just needs to be safe. He just needs like protection for his girlfriend. And then like she leaves and he's like, why did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. Is this real? Is this going on? And I'm like flipping out again. So I'm there from like 8 o'clock in the morning until noon, trying to pee. And I'm just like, no, I can do it. No, it's not happening. And like, I like even like plugged my ears and put water in my mouth and I'm going A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like I can pee and nope, it's like not happening. So they're like, you should go and take a break, like take a lunch and then come back. I'm like, is that okay? Am I going to be pregnant when I come back? And they're like, no. No, that's not how that works. And I'm just like flipping out. And he's just like, okay, let's just go get food. It's fine. And he's really, and my ex was really patient with me. And so we went and we got sandwiches and I'm sitting there and he's just like, do you want anything? Like, do you want anything else besides a sandwich? And I'm poking at it, not really eating it. And I'm like, no, I just want to pee. Can I just pee? And he's just like, don't think about the peeing. You're freaking out about the peeing. Just eat the sandwich. So we're like eating silently in Gus's. And it was like uncomfortable enough. And then he was like, when we get in the car, he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to stop at the Palm because he worked there. And so like I'm in the parking lot like shaking and he comes out and I was like, why can't you pee? Why can't you pee in the cup? And he's like, that's not how it works. And so he's just like, it's all right. And he like hugs me. He's like, it's all right. We're going to get through this. You're going to pee eventually. It's going to be fine. And so we get in the car and we're listening to the Smiths, which is really setting the mood of the depression, like gloom and doom over my head. And we drive back to the center. And he's like, not to put pressure on you, but I do have class at Cuesta at 1. And I was like, no! And I was just like, that's like an hour or like 45 minutes away. Like, why is this happening? I just can't. And so I was like, no, I'm determined. I have to do this because if I don't, like, it'll be awful. And so I go in there and I put water in my mouth and I like plug my ears and have the cup next to me. I go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And I'm like, okay, wait. And then I just like peed the like tiniest amount of pee as you possibly could pee and gave it to them. They're like, that's good. That's good. You've been here for way too long. You've been here since 8 a.m. And then they give me the pill and I take it and we go. I'm in the car and he takes me back to my house and then he goes back to Cuesta and I go, wow, that was right in the nick of time. And then when I got home, I automatically had to go to the bathroom and peed way more than I ever had to in my entire life, which made me so angry. And then I found the condom and I had to pull it out and that was awful. And I texted him, oh, I found where that went. It was hiding. And he was like, well, it's done with and it's fine. And then we went on to date for a long time afterwards. And I'm still friends with him because we get to laugh about that every time we hang out. And that is a bond that makes us stronger. So that's my story right in the nick of time.